You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. My name is Matt Weston, and tonight I'm joined by the Cole Beasley to my Josh Allen, my good friend Taylor. How are you doing tonight, man?
No, I don't want to be Cole Beasley.
Dude, he was pretty good last week, though.
Yeah, that's fine, but I'd rather be... give me Brown. I'd rather be Brown. Let me be the speedster.
Or how about I can be Mitch Morris, and you can be Devin Singletary.
I don't want to be Singletary. You know what? I'll be Frank Gore.
Yeah, I guess so. If you want to be like slow and old, but have really good pad level.
Isn't that all you need in life?
I think he's averaging like 3.1 yards a carry.
Man, he dominated last
week.
And
then Singletary's averaging like 7.7 yards a carry.
But you know who gets more touches?
Well, yeah, I know Gore does.
Gore does.
But Singletary needs the ball more.
Yeah, but who cares of what he needs? As long as we're winning, right? Go Buffalo.
Yeah. So we're,
let's go to a snow game, baby.
Oh, I want to go so bad.
Hey, by the way, this game is so terrible. Why are we even watching
this? This is the AFC South.
This is so awful. What is going on?
This is the football I grew up with.
These
are my people right here.
These are not good people.
I'm glad Campbell's playing well. He was bad against Houston. He looked slow. He was kind of hurt. He was missing tackles in the backfield. I love his sack celebration when he does that home run hit.
By the way, if Tennessee puts in Tannehill right now, they win the game.
Okay.
They win the game if they put him in. That's all you need. Look at this. That's a bomb. That's a bomb.
Is that DJ Chark?
No, it's DD.
No, it's Conley. It's always Chark. No, it's Chark.
No, it's Clark.
No, it's Chark. Chark? Everything's Chark.
Wait, what is going... I thought Conley was 17.
No, he's 11.
All their numbers look exactly the same. I hate him so much because then DD is 12 and they all look... similar in shape. What is going on? Why do they do that to me?
Yeah.
It's like playing with my eyes.
Chark is awesome. So through 2 weeks, we're 2 weeks through the NFL season. We got 15 more weeks to go. Wow. It's going by so fast.
God.
It's going by so fast.
No, it hasn't.
Man, it's going to be over before we know it.
Stop it.
So through these first 2 weeks, are there any things you thought in the preseason that you already feel wrong about or that were unexpected to you?
Okay, so two things. One, even though Big Ben is out for the entire season, I'm not going to take credit saying that, oh yeah, Pittsburgh would have turned it around. They looked awful in those first two games.
Yeah.
So there's just nothing about it for me. And then the other thing, though, Mitchell Trubisky and the Chicago Bears, that thing is really biting me in the butt because I really want to stick by that. But
at least their defense is still really good.
Yeah, that's true, but they can only do so much. And I didn't like – they gave it away to Denver, man. Denver almost won that game.
Flacco made two really good throws.
Do you think, though, that Denver should have won that game?
The clock looked slow.
The clock looked bad. Okay, so how did that not go to zero?
I don't know. It looked slow.
That was weird.
It was like, remember Invader Zim?
Yeah.
When the fly gets stuck in the clock and at the end of the school, and it's like...
He catches it, and he's still not going down. I'm like, okay, he doesn't go down. He's dumb.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just give yourself up? But then the clock's too...
Yeah, pretty much. It's the Invader Zim clock. It's the bug stuck in the gears.
That was impressive, but yeah, seriously, Chicago's been disappointing me. What about you?
I thought, yeah, I would say that too. I thought Trubisky would be better. I thought the defense would be a little bit worse than it is just because of, you know, simple regression. And that's not true. The defense has been awesome. They've given up 24 points in two games, and they're spectacular.
But just like you said, no real turnovers here.
Yeah, no real turnovers.
Yeah.
The one thing I really like about watching their defense too right now is Chuck Pagano as the defense coordinator. Like the fronts he's using are really fun, where it's like not Leonard Floyd.
Yeah.
It's Khalil Mack over a guard, and you're like, oh, he's screwed. This poor guy, this poor 340-pound slow man is going to have to try to deal with Khalil Mack right now. And that's a lot of fun. It's also really fun to see him and Leonard Floyd in the same sideline scrimmage. So that's, I would say that. My two things is one, the Rams are good. They are still first.
What?
They're still first in rush offense DVOA.
I'm still not a fan.
I thought they were going to drop off. But they're still first in run offense.
You
DVOA.
Didn't even have them making the playoffs.
Well, I changed it. I had them making the playoffs because I had Seattle missing, and I changed it to Seattle after the Clowney trade.
So terrible.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, Los Angeles is just good. Like, Sean McVay's a great head coach, and they're always going to be good.
We'll talk about that. Don't worry.
Yeah. My second thing is that I hate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, I hate them so
what
much.
What are you talking about? That's your dream team.
So they've run the ball 57 times, the 11th most times in football. They're averaging a modest 3.9 yards a carry.
Ooh.
Jameis, 59% completion percentage, 6.6 yards an attempt, but he can't complete the ball downfield. He's averaging 10 yards an attempt through the air. His average completion is only 6.3 yards, which comes out to your negative 3.8 yard difference, which is the fourth worst in football.
That's good, right?
It's very bad.
Okay.
So yeah, like, it's like everything I imagined wanting to see. It's not happening at all. and like, their defense is good though, but their defense has been legitimately good. And Todd Bowles has done like a really spectacular job coaching up their defense.
I just don't understand, and that's what I even said like before about on Monday night with not on Monday night but on Thursday or whenever the Bears played. And Trubisky just couldn't do more than 3 points. Why doesn't the defense just walk up and just, hey, man, if you don't do something, I'm going to hit you in the face. I'm just going to do it.
It doesn't really inspire confidence.
How does that not inspire confidence when the other side of the football is giving you everything? Same can be said about the offensive player. If like one of the quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, I scored 45 points. You gave up 48. It just hits one of them in the face. I feel like that builds up team camaraderie.
Well, I think part of it too with Chicago is that they played zero preseason games. They didn't play any. And like, so Trubisky, like, everything's new for him this year.
Dude, he looks terrible.
I know he looks bad.
He looks god awful. I don't even understand what's going on. I feel so bad. It does not look like the Bears team I thought. And they should have lost the game.
Yeah, they should.
They really should be 0-2.
Flacco made two.
Can you believe that? They would have been
0-2.
Well
then,
so yeah. Flacco does.
He made two sick passes.
They literally made
that
a
touchdown.
Call.
That touchdown, Sanders was so good. It was one of the best throws he's made in his career.
It's what he does. It's like what they make a phone call saying, "Hey Flacco, can you just play for about 2 minutes?" And he says, "Okay, I can."
No,
do
I don't think it works on that. He looks like such a doofus in those uniforms too. He looks like a 30-year-old wearing pajamas.
That's.
He looks like he still lives with his mother.
That's what you look like.
Nah, I don't. Oh, cool, dude. I'm wearing sunglasses right now. I'm cool. All right, so there's a bunch of 2-0 teams. New England, Buffalo, Baltimore, Kansas City, Dallas, Green Bay, San Francisco, Seattle, the Los Angeles Rams. Of those teams, which one do you think is the least likely to miss the playoffs?
The least likely to miss the playoffs?
Or
the
most
likely
to
miss the playoffs?
Yeah, most likely.
Probably Buffalo.
Oh, you're a coward, dude.
Yeah, I know, and I don't want to hate on them, but at the same time, it's not gonna hold.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, look at you. You're so upset right now. You're like very, serious.
To say this.
You're like, why is your fist clenching right now, man? Why are you staring at
me?
I'm like
the Arthur meme.
You're making me feel weird. No. All right. So what do you got then? Who?
I'd say San Francisco.
But everyone's okay right now. Everyone's healthy, it seems.
Yeah.
As long as everyone's healthy, we're cool. And that's where I feel like if San Francisco's healthy, I just think that Shanahan's just a genius.
Like he can create points.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. But
their secondary is good, and they've had like 5 interceptions so far.
So what?
And they beat 2 bad teams.
But just like you picked up Mozart, dude, their running game is impressive.
Yeah, I'm excited to play him one day.
You're not gonna play.
I probably never will.
You never will.
I don't know.
But they have a great running game, and I think Jimmy G is fine. He has plenty of weapons around him to make it work. And the defense isn't that bad. They're okay.
When they're catching interceptions.
Well, I just think they're okay. I don't think they're I'm not raving about them. I just think they're okay.
I think Buffalo mainly because they get to play the Jets again.
They have your boyfriend.
They get to play Miami twice. They're playing Cincinnati this week. They're playing Washington. They have an easier schedule is the biggest thing. And also, Josh Allen's like really – a lot more accurate.
Adorable? Oh, that's not what you just
said. He's not adorable. He's hot.
That's how you're
going to say. I'm adorable.
That's what it sounded like you were going with.
No. But like he's actually throwing like really good completions now. Like the slants that he overthrew by 15 yards, he's not doing that. He's putting the ball in tight windows. He's making some crazy throws on the run. Their run game is probably like, aside from Baltimore's, they in San Francisco's, they probably have like the third most fun run game to watch. And Los Angeles is a lot of fun too. Maybe like the fifth most fun run game to watch. And that defense was second DVOA last year too. Like the defense isn't a fluke. Like it's a really good defense. It's also hilarious too that they create their pass rush from 31-year-old Jerry Hughes, who's still like a speed edge rusher. I think he's going to be like Cameron Wake, where he's going to be like 38 and still picking up like 7 sacks a year. And Lorenzo Alexander, who's 36. They cover really well on the outside. And they hit, too. Like, they smash. And then it's going to get cold. And teams aren't going to play in the cold up there, you know?
I just feel like that you... See, if you would have came into this season, and this is the problem, you should have replaced your Tampa with Buffalo.
Well, what...
You should have been coming into this season. This should have been your team from the start. And I can see the look in your face. You're disappointed because this is something you could have called, and you would have been able to throw it in everyone's face, including mine. But guess what?
You can't hop on the bandwagon now. That's not true. This is the call that was made. I said I thought they would go 9-7. I said either them or the Jets are going to go 9-7.
Oh, God,
and I picked,
no.
I picked Buffalo.
I feel so bad for the
but
Jets.
But the thing about Buffalo, though, is that with Pittsburgh playing the way they are, with the Chargers kind of have like a screwed-up Charger season, like the door is open for a 9-7, 8-8 team in the AFC to make the playoffs.
Easily, man.
And that can be Buffalo.
By the way, and this is why
that's going to be Buffalo.
It's so upsetting how like happy you are about Buffalo and you can't show the exact same excitement for your own damn team.
Well, all right.
Look, you even know this. Look at you now. And I can call you out on this because the AFC is so open right now. But yet you're not raving about the Houston Texans.
Because
you know what? The Buffalo Bills are the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the matter with you?
I'm a non-biased individual here.
I hate you.
The problem with Texans is that they should be a lot better than they are. And they're not.
Okay, that I agree with.
That's the problem.
Last week, that was kind of upsetting. Even though you like to play with points with our little scoring system here with wins and losses.
No, we don't.
You know what? You like to play with points. It's fine.
They were 9.5-point favorites.
I really couldn't believe what they did, though.
They were
that
not,
was so
they're,
bad.
At home, they were 9.5-point favorites. It's a 2-point conversion to win against a 6-round quarterback.
Now, I won't brag about my boys too much, but that's why it's talking about taking care of division opponents and not playing down to them. You know, you
all,
guys did.
You, know,
you play down to them.
That's all they do.
What? Well, stop
all
doing
they,
it.
I'm not the head coach.
Hey, you know who doesn't play down to them? The Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen.
They play hard.
Look at you. You're so, like, pumped.
Yeah, I love them. So I was going to ask you, who's your favorite team to watch? My answer is Buffalo, of course, since we already beat the Chase. We already caught the cheese on this one.
So, favorite team to watch at this point? I mean, I can't say my own. Can I say my own?
You can say your own if you want to say
Well,
your
I'm
going
to say the Cowboys, obviously, only because it's been pure domination. Like, this is what I've been waiting
good
for.
Good teams beat bad teams by a lot of points.
But exactly the point where, again, I'm not saying this is, oh, yeah, now we're cooking. This is just what you wanted to see, and something I still was not expecting because it was divisional opponents, something I don't think we've done where we just blown them out twice. It just, this is interesting, and there's so many things happening, and I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're happy.
I'm glad that they're throwing the ball downfield a lot,
and Prescott's been like the best downfield thrower in football so far this year.
Dude, he has a cannon. He is just, the arm looks so good right now. And the only thing I worry about is that Gallup's a little bit out here, but it's okay.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, and I'm okay with it only because there's still a lot of weapons going. Smith caught a pass, so I'm really excited about the downfield presence still.
And Elliott hasn't been great yet.
Exactly. And still Philly kind of about. Like, Pollard's still going.
And Philly's kind of stupid.
Well, they have injuries I will give them credit for, but we'll get into their game only because we'll talk about Atlanta, so I'll get a little bit more into that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll save that.
So
spoiler.
Of the 2-0 teams, which one do you think is most – or of the 0-2 teams, which one do you think is most likely to make the playoffs? And we have Miami, the Jets, Pittsburgh, Cincy, Jacksonville, Denver, Washington, the Giants, and Carolina.
Man, I'll be honest with you. I don't think any of them will be, but I have to stick by my Cincinnati pick, even though I don't want to, because that red rocket and that launching pad is really just not as good as I thought it would be. I really want to pick the Jaguars, but I'm going to pick the Bengals.
Well, the Jaguars are going to win tonight. It's going to be 1-2. So that's the first step.
Well, here's the only thing. Out of all the teams that you mentioned, I don't want to pick any of them. I think none of them are going to make the playoffs. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. If I had picked one, I'd pick Pittsburgh. Just because they have the talent, and I think Mason Rudolph can be good enough.
You think Mason Rudolph is going to take them to the playoffs?
This is my other thing, too, about Rudolph. You know, look, who is Rudolph been throwing to?
he's going to throw it to McDonald.
He's been throwing to the third wide receiver, the fourth wide receiver, the fifth wide receiver, the sixth wide receiver. He's been practicing with the twos. And the problem with their passing offense is that Roethlisberger can only throw the ball to Juju Smith-Schuster. He can't throw the ball to anybody else on that team. Like, they're all out of sync, and their completion percentage, everybody else is, like, terrible, you know?
So you truly think, and I want to get you on record on this.
Out of all the 0-2 teams, yeah, I pick Pittsburgh.
You pick Mason Rudolph. You have a crush on young quarterbacks.
No.
You're
just
bizarre, man.
Just one.
No, dude, you had a crush on Jameis going into this season. Stop.
I mean,
he's
not young. He's like 32 now.
He's not 32.
He's
That's
like
26. Old. God, why are you so old?
He's like 26.
He's not young. That's okay.
And even Rudolph's
not old.
Like 24 or so, 25. Okay. He's not young either.
Okay, they're younger than us.
Allen's 22. Allen's a young quarterback.
He's that young gun that you love.
Yeah.
He's that pool boy.
He's a baby girl.
Oh, God.
He's a baby girl.
I think you're the girl now.
No, he is. So do you have any new favorite players to start the season? Any guys who really caught your eyes? Like, wow, I didn't know how much I love
okay.
that guy. Or I didn't know how good that guy was.
It was this easy. And it's because I've always talked smack about him because I never truly watched him. And I think I even admitted this last year. Cooper Kupp, man. He does a lot more for the Rams than I ever thought he was. And I know that's kind of silly for me to say, but I never truly watched him. And yeah, he is great. I don't see how they survive without him.
Well, we talked about the numbers last year on the show. About the numbers.
Yeah,
but
I still never watched him. I know, but I got smack talked
about
that.
I talked in
depth
about Goff with Kupp and Goff without Kupp.
Goff with his Kupp.
Yeah, and they're entirely different.
Well, yeah, I never paid attention to it. Did you ever watch them together? I never watched them together.
Yeah.
They look like two boys hanging out on the beach.
Yeah, two goss, one cup.
Yeah, everybody wants to
or
wait.
One
the second goff.
One goff, one cup, I guess.
All right, whatever. Who you got?
I got three.
Oh, you got three of them? Whoa.
DJ Chark. He's awesome.
Okay.
So like last year when Jackson played Kansas City, I was there like, who's this guy? And Blake Bortles for like one downfield completion to him. That was like a really great go up and get throw. And he looks like Sammy Watkins this year. Like he's 6'5". He ran a 4.3 out of college. He's like a legitimate sideline receiver who can go up and make some great catches. He did that last week against Houston. He did against Kansas City in week one. He's already done it once or twice tonight. He's spectacular. But the other guys I really enjoy here. Brian Allen, he's the center of the Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, my God.
I like him because he's 6'2".
Here
like,
we go.
He looks like he's your height because like, he's 6'2", 300 pounds, and next to him are like 6'7 guys, and he looks very small. And also he has like haircuts like balding, but he like kind of has a spiked up in the front. Like he's really holding on to it. And he's like really squatty too. And so he has great leverage. He's really able to get his hands underneath people's chests and really get underneath their pad level, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And the last guy I have here is Trey Hendrickson. He's a defensive end in New Orleans. He has 3 sacks to start the year. His get-offs is one of like, the best ones I've seen. And he had a really great sack against Laremy Tunsil. And he had a really great game against the Rams as well, too. I believe he forced the fumble that Cameron Jordan took for a touchdown that was called back. But those are the three guys who like have been in the league already that have really kind of broken out so far this year. And I've greatly enjoyed watching them play.
I'm happy for you, Matt. I don't think anybody else has watched those players before. So I'm really happy that you're the only guy that's paying attention to them. I think the only person that you have mentioned is Chalk. That people
Chark.
Like. Chalk, okay.
DJ Chalk.
So Chalk, and that's where I feel like, yeah, this is, you're the only person that has talked about the other two.
That's fine.
You just like to be that one guy that watches independent films and nothing else.
That's
all you are. You don't like being the mainstream. I'm going to just pick guys that nobody knows.
That's not true at all.
That's who you are.
I'm talking about guys that I just found out about
this
year.
You just
want to
be edgy.
I've really enjoyed. Yeah, I'm edgy.
That's all you are, man.
I like to say like really edgy things. Like,
that's all you do.
Kill the Electoral College and destroy all the coal power plants. Like I like to say really edgy things like that.
I don't think.
Real tough guy stuff.
Is that real tough guy stuff?
Yeah.
Things have changed, man.
Yeah, real tough guy stuff.
You go to the school grounds. That's scary.
Yeah. Well, you'll hear me talk about the Texans real fast?
Oh, yeah, please. By all means. As long as it's positive.
Their run defense is really good.
Okay.
Whitney Merciless is really good.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
They could have had Jadeveon Clowney and Merciless and Watt, but they don't. Laramie Tunsil's really good. I got Laramie Tunsil shirtsy coming in the mail. Long sleeve for the wintertime.
Look at that. So you are a fan of this.
And I got a Josh Allen shirtsy.
Okay. You're not a fan of this, yeah. You're going to surprise me. Well, thanks for telling me.
Yeah, I was thinking about you. I was like, oh, Taylor's really good.
You should give me like a ugly Christmas sweater or something. You know what? I'll give me like a Dak ugly Christmas sweater.
Sounds good.
That'll be awesome.
And then what else?
I got to burn the Kawhi Leonard one.
Jalen Ramsey had probably the best game of his career against DeAndre Hopkins last week. And I think they finally found their five best offensive linemen. I think the pass protection will get better once they learn how to pick up blitzes. And, like, Watson really needs to learn how to throw hot and, like, see a blitz and read it and then change the pass coverage to it and, like, call an audible and hit the slant and things like that.
Wait, is this really you talking about them? Is this all you had for them? Yeah, or is this just all the positive stuff and you really have, like, a paragraph? Okay, this is what it is. Got it.
That's good stuff.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to start with our previews here now. Well, okay. We got four games. Oh, and also last week in our picks, I went 4-1, you went 2-3.
Okay, but can you at least say that it's because of the point?
We're going by the spread.
All right, but really when it comes to the games, I was undefeated.
I would have gone 5-0.
I would have gone 5-0.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Maybe. I think we have the same picks, differences of points.
I think we did. Whatever. I hope we have something different, but you keep looking at my points.
Well, this is why the spread's important.
Stop looking at my stuff.
So the first game we have here is the Atlanta Falcons against the Indianapolis Colts. So the Falcons against Minnesota, they have run defense DVOA of 10.2%. They allow 4.52 yards a carry against the Philadelphia Eagles. Their run defense DVOA was -21.2%. And they allowed 2.3 yards an attempt. And so, like, I don't know. Like, I was watching that game against the Eagles, and they got a lot of pressure, their front 4-2. And I was like, wait a second. Is the Falcons defense, like, actually kind of good?
Oh, so you're asking me this? Dude, I watched this whole game. The Falcons defense, it was great. It was awesome. They put on so much pressure on Wentz. They literally
with
just
four guys too.
They whooped his ass the entire game. It
was
wonderful
to watch.
Do you
know how many times they blitzed him?
Hold on.
6-5.
Oh, I knew it.
It was all
like,
with four guys, though.
It was wonderful because they kept getting him every single time. He kept falling. It was great to see. And I'm just going to touch on this, and then I'll let you get back. Matt Ryan can go to hell.
Okay, why do you say that?
Dude, this was the worst performance I've ever seen. Just like
he
we're
missed
talking
a lot
about,
of open throws.
Dude, this was so bad. He tried to give them the game.
He didn't try to give
them
the game.
He tried to give them the game. I turned to my father while we were in the airport watching this game, and I looked at him. I go, Dad, he just threw an interception in the end zone. I'm almost positive he has money on the game for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the game.
Well, then why'd they win?
Huh? It's because he got lucky. And also, I did like that last touchdown of Julio because of the Jim Schwartz and how he loves to blitz every single play.
He blitzes occasionally.
No, he does it every fourth down. He does it like every third down.
He's combined his four man pressure.
Schwartz is so predictable. At least he was during the Atlanta game. And you can clearly see everybody coming up to
him. He had two sacks off safety blitzes that game.
Yeah, it was great. And it worked. I will give him credit until they saw it. And then guess what? They just threw an outlet to the Julio Jones. They had your boy.
They threw a screen pass.
No, but it was really just two guys out there.
Yeah, it was Ridley
and
Jones.
And it was your boy and Matthews.
Ridley made a block, and then Jones ran the tunnel screen, came back to the ball.
Yeah, but it was Matthews that made the big block.
Yeah, Matthews got wide and then crushed Ronald Darby.
Yeah.
And they ran that play. They ran that play in the first quarter, too, and Matthews doesn't make that block in the first quarter. He makes it in the fourth quarter.
Either way, Matt Ryan was terrible. And just like how you asked me, oh, is Matt Ryan elite before the season started? Matt, I'm taking back my answer.
He's 34. He's thrown 5 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
I'm taking back my
answer. He should have threw 2 or 3 other deep touchdowns. He threw like 2 other plays that should have been intercepted that weren't.
It's got awful.
He's just like, it's like watching Kirk Cousins in a way, but he's like a better version where he's like missing wide open throws downfield that he should make. And then he's just making like the occasional decision like, what are you doing? Like, what is this?
Did you say that because he's white? You're such a racist.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why you did the comparison. Mm-hmm. God. It's like an older
not because
Kirk
of anything
Cousins.
I just,
because
not because of anything I said where.
Obviously
like, I think
not.
A great example of this, too, is week one. Matt Ryan throws that like rollout interception in the back of the end zone. Cousins made the exact same throw in week two against the Packers. And then you see him miss constant throws downfield and then hit occasionally on him.
Listen, you need to defend yourself to me, all right, man? I know what you're trying to say. Wink, wink, okay?
Yeah.
You're lucky that nobody can see us right now.
Well, you're just stalling because you don't have anything to say about the Colts at all or anything else.
No, I actually do have a lot to say when it comes to the Falcons
and
the Colts.
Well, let's go. Let's get to it.
All right.
We got time we're wasting.
What are you talking about? We have 2 hours to waste here. And what I was going to say about Atlanta now, Devontae Freeman is god awful.
Yeah.
He is terrible.
He looks slow.
He hasn't been good since Hard Knocks when people actually believed in him. Because
he hasn't
otherwise,
been good since he tore his knee.
They were
knee
coming
up.
Into the season, though, saying that he was, oh, look at him in training camp. They were raving about him for preseason, and he is just not looking good. And by the way, Hines is going to take his job.
It's not even Hines.
No. What is it?
Hines
no,
is placed for the Colts.
No,
it's
Smith.
Ito Smith.
Yeah, Ito.
Well, Freeman hasn't been good since he tore his knee after the Super Bowl.
He's looked bad.
He just looks slow, yeah. So
he can't get off anything.
Freeman, 2.2 yards an attempt. Ito Smith, 6.3 yards an attempt. And, like, Freeman has 19 carries and Smith has 10 carries. So it's not like he has a dramatic difference. We're not talking about Frank Gore and Singletary here, you know.
Is that what you're really
I mean, he looks slow. Like, he just looks slow.
And it's really bad because they keep saying, oh, he's going to get going and things like that. I just don't think he is. And his job is going to be taken here pretty soon because Smith is looking better than him.
Yeah, I mean,
he really is. At again, least he could break off for one big play, even though they both don't look that fast.
Yeah.
I will say. The only thing they
Smith
have.
Smith looks fast.
He looked fast on one play, and that was his breakaway for the 15 yards, I believe.
And he broke three tackles on that play.
Otherwise, though, he really did look slow when it came in between
fast.
The tackles.
He's elusive, at least.
I don't know,
elusive.
Man. He just, it really just wasn't
I think,
impressive.
I think maybe he looks fast, and you're watching Freeman just like. And then you see Smith come and is like, wow, what is that?
What does that mean? Does that mean just because he's short?
I don't know. He just looks slow.
That's so mean.
He looks like the big guy at the gym who can't do cardio.
Either way, it's Julio or Bush for this team. And in all honesty, if they don't make the playoffs, they should just blow it up. Obviously, you can't because you just paid Julio.
I mean, they're
going to
go like 8-8.
Exactly. What do you do with that?
Keep going 8-8.
But their defense looks good,
kinda,
though.
True Fontlin looks really good this game.
That's what I mean.
Also, what I really liked about that game was watching Keanu Neal lock down Zach Ertz. That was a lot of fun to see.
Their defense looked great. That's why it was one of those situations.
Especially their safety play. Their safety play was awesome. And then Tackris McKinley had an awesome game, too. And they got some pass rushing from Adrian Claiborne. It was like 37. My favorite thing, too, about him is Vic Beasley. Whenever he rushes on the edge, he goes takes these long loops because all he can do is go around guys. And then Carson Wentz is like just fading this way 13 yards behind the pocket, which allows Beasley to come back from behind and make it with the sack. You're like, you just feel bad for Lane Johnson there. So there's something he can do.
No matter what we're saying, though, either way, Atlanta is a Nelson Aguilar drop away from being 0-2.
Yeah.
It's.
I mean, they're also like, I mean, like Philadelphia was lucky that they missed like two wide open touchdown passes.
I needed Philly to lose, and I was just cheering them on so bad. Atlanta, they were my team for this game.
It was a good weekend for bird games.
We had
Eagles, Falcons, and Ravens, Cardinals.
That was a gross game.
You think
game.
They planned that out?
Yeah, they definitely planned that out.
So too.
It's the night of the birds, or the day of the birds. Day and the night of the birds.
So the Colts, like, their defenses are pretty good. I really wish they spent more money this offseason. Their pass rush is kind of crappy. Like, Danico Autry's been their best pass rusher. Justin Houston's a 4-3 defensive end's been kind of crappy, but they've gotten some stuff with their young guys like Kamiko Touré. But all they want to do is run the ball and throw a short. So they had 33 rush attempts against the Chargers for 203 yards. They had 34 against Tennessee for 167 yards. Naheem Hines had like three runs over 15 yards that game. And Jacoby Brissett is like I don't want to say somebody's a dink and dunk coward. It's kind of a mean thing to say, but Jacoby Brissett's a dink and dunk coward.
Dude, it's what they made fun of Dak Prescott for whenever he was first coming
out. Yeah, he's kind of like that.
What do you mean? Hold on. Let me he's continue like on. That. See this one. You're lucky we're not on. Only because, listen, when Dak first started out in the league, they always came up with, oh, dink and Dak. But that's what all Brissett is doing right now, which is very interesting because they have weapons downfield. T.Y. is just kind of hanging out at this point. He's just okay.
He's
he'll
made some
get
great plays after the catch for him.
Exactly, and he's just helping him out. But they're running the ball 25 times, and it's just a Brissett. Just kind of throw your little passes, and then we'll win.
Yeah. Well, and Brissett, too, so this year, you hear some sad numbers.
I love sad
His
numbers.
Average completion travels 3.5 yards to the air.
Woohoo! That's what I can throw.
His average attempt travels 6.5 yards to the air. Or 5.2 yards to the air, which is negative 1.5. And also, so from the line of scrimmage to the first down marker, his average attempt goes 4.7 yards less than first down marker.
That's good, right?
It's awful.
That's what you want, right?
It's just like everything is short and boring. It's just like, oh, here's Jack Doyle. Oh, let me throw to him really quickly.
But why are they winning games though?
Because they can play pretty good defense and they can run the ball and they have a very good offensive line.
So,
and he's not throwing interceptions and making mistakes.
So what you're trying to tell me is that if they had Andrew Luck, this is a Super Bowl team.
Maybe.
If they had a guy that can bomb the ball downfield, then it's a Super Bowl team.
Maybe.
They had Dak Prescott, then they're a Super Bowl team.
Maybe. They should
have
spent more money.
Yeah, I got you to say that. That's all I needed.
That's fine.
Thank you.
They should have spent more money this offseason.
Is that what you're still on? But at this point, what would they have done? Because what else do they need
for you?
They
would have a better pass rusher. They would have a receiver who's not.
But you even just said that their defense is doable.
It's fine. It could be great, though. That's the difference.
But do you think that they're still kind of preparing at this point? Because now they're going to have to go for a quarterback?
It worked.
Even
I mean, it worked out in
accident. They have to go for a quarterback,
them.
Right?
Maybe.
What do they even do? Stop winning games, Brissett. That's what they probably are yelling
I mean,
at him for.
They extended him. But it's like, if he's
yeah,
good,
yeah, but what
he's
are you
going to
do with
matter.
Him?
They have $106 million. It doesn't matter.
Brissett is not a guy that you want to keep, though, forever.
Who knows?
What do you mean, who knows?
It's been two games.
We've seen him before games. Whenever he was playing with injuries, with people being out.
Yeah,
we've seen it.
Yeah, no, that was an awful Colts
team. So you think Brissett's
going
to be able to
hurt.
Perform?
I don't
you think
know.
He's going to upgrade?
I think he can get better for sure. Because he's only throwing short.
He'll get, okay.
He has a good arm. It's not like we're talking about a guy who can't throw the ball downfield. He has good arm strength.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. This is like Jigglypuff evolving into Wigglytuff. That's as far as he's going to go is Wigglytuff. That's
well,
not very good.
There's nothing past Wigglytuff.
Exactly. There's nothing good about it. It's just there.
Nah.
What do you mean, no?
No, I think it's more like...
No, dude, I got you on that.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think he can for sure be better. It's only been two games.
Whatever, man. He's not going to be that great. He's not going to be able to improve. I will say,
you're
though...
You're saying he's not going to be able to improve, which is two separate things.
Okay, here's the thing. He'll improve slightly. He's not going to improve tremendously for them to not be able to want to look for another quarterback. How
yeah,
about
that?
Yeah,
I wouldn't go that far. But I do
I'm
think,
going that
I think
far.
He's gonna get, I think he'll play better. I just don't know how good that can be. Because, again, this is his first year as a starter. The last time he started, the Colts were completely injured and terrible.
You're injured and terrible.
So, yeah, I mean, like, he's interesting so far. But their offense line's great. I love Marlon Mack, too.
Yeah, actually, I've been a big fan of Marlon Mack this year. And it's going to be a shame. Is he playing this weekend? Did you look that up?
Yeah, he's playing.
Okay, well.
He was carrying a walking boot. He wasn't actually wearing it.
How do you, what does that even mean?
That's what I saw on the internet. Yeah, I remember his rookie year. He stiff-armed Jadeveon Clowney. I'm like, oh, my God, who's that? And so now it's like 2 years later, and he's carrying the offense.
And again, he's going to touch the ball 25 times.
Yeah. Good.
Thank God he's on one of my fantasy leagues.
That's cool.
Care about me.
All right, so the line here, Colts, 1-point favorites at home. What do you got here?
Actually, I have Colts 26. I have Falcons 18. That's what I... Wait, what are you laughing about?
It's pretty funny.
Why is that pretty
so
funny?
So I have the Colts 27, the Falcons 21.
Okay. See, this is what I mean. You're looking at my stuff.
Yeah.
Stop looking at my stuff, man.
I think to me,
you're like, the kid in the class that always cheated, aren't you?
We haven't looked at each other's stuff at all. I'm excited for this game, though.
To the
it should be fun.
How can I know?
It should be a fun game.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a fun game. I don't know if I can watch another Atlanta game. I hate Matt Ryan after that.
I'm excited to see if their defense is good or not. I think like I'll have a better understanding after this week.
No.
Yeah.
You won't have a better understanding.
I
their
think
defense
so.
Performed fine. Philadelphia is supposed to have the best offensive line in the league.
Yeah, their left guard was destroyed by Jared.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Atlanta has proven something last game. They're the real deal on defense. Matt Ryan is garbage.
They were awful in week one. They were good last week.
You're awful
what happens this week.
Always on the first day of school. You're not who you are.
No, I put my best outfit on, dude. I got
yeah,
my,
but
I got
everybody
my
knows
on.
You're a great big phony.
No,
that
I got
day.
A new haircut. I got my shirt on with flames.
Whatever.
I feel good.
Everybody knows first day's not the same.
All right, so we got the Saints going to Seattle. So who's going to start this weekend, Taysom Hill or Teddy Bridgewater?
Oh, they said that they're going to run a two-quarterback system.
Oh,
you know what's
okay.
always worked? A two-quarterback system.
So this is like two freshmen who are both like four-star recruits.
This
and they
is
don't
so
know which
terrible.
One to play.
But here's the thing, and I wanted to bring this up. Isn't Teddy B your guy? Don't you love Teddy B?
I love
so
him
So were
like
you a
as
believer?
A...
Last game was god-awful
well,
watching
did you
him
watch
play.
Last game?
I did
well,
actually
yeah.
watch last
Andrews
game.
Andrews P got hurt.
Yeah.
They had Clapp in. Clapp couldn't pass block at all. And they got called with holding penalties over and over again. and they ran all these.
Talk about Dinkin' Dakin, man. He did the exact same thing as Brissett.
The thing about it, too, is that they're down by 14. They're down by 17. Everything's an obvious passing down. And they have receivers who struggle to beat coverage unless they're running play action, those sorts of things. Like Michael Thomas is like the only receiver who can consistently get open.
They were still just forcing the ball to him, though.
It's hard when they're, because that's the only guy who can beat man coverage well on that team.
So here's the thing. Why aren't you giving the ball to Kamara?
Because they're losing by 14 points, by 17 points.
All you
got
to do, just dump the ball off to him.
Yeah, on third and eight. Is that what you're going to do?
No, why don't you just do it the entire time? You know what? Teddy B was god awful to watch.
It was a bad situation he was in that game.
Oh, really? You are very defensive of him right now. You just like wanted to defend the scenario saying, oh, no, Teddy B didn't mean to do it.
I'm not saying it's a bad situation.
So well that they're really trusting him that Hill's going to get half. By the way, what are they going to do? Is it going to be like third down, Hill's coming in?
I have no idea.
This is going to be
god awful. It's going to be like third and one. They're going to bring him in.
By the way, Kamara really has not touched the ball at all, really.
He did against Houston.
He has like 26 attempts, 142 yards. He has 8 receptions. He has 0 TDs. He has 1 fumble.
He has zero
TDs for receptions and for rushing. He has nothing.
Yeah, but he...
What is he doing?
He pretty much carried their offense against Houston. He was awesome that game.
I'm glad that he was great for...
He wasn't even that great for Houston against Houston. He broke 10 tackles that game.
I'm glad that you were just so... You just hate your own team,
no,
and that's the only reason
I'm
why.
Just telling
you
what
compliment
happened.
Anybody that's against your team, and
no,
this is
I'm
your
just,
issue.
I'm telling
Kamara,
you what happened.
You know what? I've not
oh,
been
let
impressed.
Me, let me completely ignore everything Kamara
you know
did well because they
ignore
played
ignore it,
Houston.
Please, because guess what? Wasn't that good.
No, he was awesome that game. You're
wasn't
wrong
wasn't that good.
One.
I think you're wrong.
They've only played 2 games.
You've only played 2 games.
And that game against Los Angeles, too, like they had the bad red zone turnover. They had the fumble that they weren't able to take back for a touchdown. They had Breeze get hurt, and then they had Andrews Peake get hurt.
What do you think
and
of that
a bad
fumble,
situation
by the way?
Being, you have to let the play go.
Seriously, do you think
it's
that
absurd.
Ref should be? I would fire him.
And then they should start
just
doing
go down
that.
On the field. Like, we'll just set an example. Hey, that was awful. This is what you deserve. Or at least bring him down. See, you really should pay them year-round. I really think that you should just pay refs year-round. Because what do they need? What do they get paid now? Have you looked this up before?
They get paid like 6 figures.
So if they get paid 6 figures now, what would it take for year round? In all honesty, like $200,000 to $300,000 a year.
I mean, I'm sure you can pay them less during the year because there's no games.
Yeah, but I would still want them to be studying every single like new play, new type of rule. That's why I would want them year round, just so they could constantly do this, constantly be embedded in the rules.
Yeah,
where you just wouldn't be able to question them. That's what I would want to see. I think that would be awesome to see because. Again, dude, I would fire this ref. And I think he's made this same mistake before.
Yeah, I mean, just let the play go.
Yeah,
you have replay.
You don't have to blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Dude, come on. That's betting.
Yeah,
there's betting on that.
No, I think
that was questionable. You're stupid.
And they're stupid.
See, but that's what I mean. Yeah, can you just say you're stupid and that's good enough? It's not good enough anymore.
Yeah. No, I think for sure. I don't know. It was an awful call, awful decision. It changed that game.
You're fired.
Okay. So the Saints... Their next 6 games, at Seattle, Dallas, Tampa, at Jacksonville, Chicago. They play Arizona 7 games after this week, and then they have their bye week. What do you think their record is without Breeze?
I was going to say, I put them, because what, they have 6, so the next 6 weeks, so I put them at about 2-6. I said like 2-6, 3-5.
They're
1-5
right now.
Yeah, and I put them at that 3-5, 2-6.
I put them at 3-5.
Yeah, that's where I kind of put them because either way, they should be 3-5. I just think that they could be worse because I didn't see anything that I liked out of Teddy last game. Just saying. Even
yeah, it's
fine.
Hey,
you know what? I'm going to keep looking at you.
Saying,
I'm going to keep looking at
I'm
you
just saying it's a bad
things.
Situation to be in for.
Oh, yeah, just keep defending your boy toy here. Either way, with that type of schedule, Cowboys are going to destroy them, in my opinion. Everybody else, it's up in the air. But could Drew Brees come back and then bring this team back? Even with that, even with 3-5.
The only thing that gives them a shot is that the division looks pretty bad right now. With Cam Newton being hurt, with the Falcons being just strange, and with like Tampa just being... Well, Tampa's defense has been good, is the
this
thing.
Is here you go.
Their
I want you to do this.
Really
I want you to do this. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, man. They have been.
Like my thing about
they've been good.
I just hate how they play.
You like James.
I just don't like watching them. No, I don't like watching them right now. It's stupid.
Bruce Arians is your coach.
It's stupid. Bruce Arians is... I hate all the heavy run sets. I hate all the rushing attempts. Their defense has been really surprising though so far. But I think that's the thing that gives him a shot, is if even they're like 3-5, they have the opportunity. And like, Breeze wasn't good in that first half either before he got hurt, or the first quarter. He was fine against Houston, but they really didn't take advantage of attacking what they should have, you know?
Yeah, either way, to go back to the Saints and just to say, Taylor's been right, though. Kamara has just not been good. All right, we just want to go back to that point.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah, no, he just hasn't been good. I just want to go back to that point.
Are you a McCaffrey guy or a Kamara guy?
I'm
a Kamara guy.
I'm more of a Kamara guy than a McCaffrey guy.
He's punk rock, dude.
But I think they don't use Kamara as much as they should, which pisses me off. I think that's really been my main problem, is Sean Payton, never Kamara. Because with McCaffrey, they use him plenty.
Because they're trying to kill him.
Oh, yeah, they're going to kill that man. That's the difference. They really are. But still, Kamara still deserves more touches than what he gets.
But it's not,
and I argue with Tristan
about
this all the time, though.
Give him 18 is good.
And even Saints fans don't mind it. I care more than Saints fans, and I care more than people. Regular people. I just care more.
They don't want him to be dead by 26.
He's not going to be dead. Do you see him pulling a car? Wait. He's pulling a truck the other day. He's pulling a truck, Matt. It's what he does.
His balance is insane.
Did you see that nose piercing? He set a trend.
I love it.
He set the trend.
Yeah, he's very punk rock.
I need him to get more touches. I think it'd be awesome. That's my argument here. I'm not even saying he's bad.
I think it's perfect.
He has no touchdowns. It's not perfect.
It's been two games. You understand this, right?
Zero touchdowns. You understand that?
That's fine.
That's gross. Zeke barely got used. And you know what? He has two TDs already.
Because they have to cater to him. Because they gave him $18 million.
You know what? You know, I don't want to talk to you about this. $18 million are worth it.
Seattle's fun to watch, mainly because last year I kind of hated watching them run the ball, not throw it.
Come to my side on this.
They've run the ball 58 times. They've thrown it 55 times. And like, I like it just because they've stuck to it. And it makes them interesting in a way. But in the running game, 3.8 yards a carry, two touchdowns. They have a DVOA of -8.9%. Throwing the ball, their DVOA is 52.4%. They're averaging 9.01 yards an attempt, and Wilson's thrown five touchdowns. DK Metcalf, his average air yards attempt, 19.1 yards. Malik Turner, 18.1 yards. Tyler Lockett, 10.6 air yards a target. It's fun. I mean, it's fun. Like, their rushing attack's not that good. Rashad Penny finally did something. Chris Carson is like what you want at running back, where he just runs the ball and gets 3.5 yards a carry. I would like Wilson to throw up deep more, but the reason why they do it is because their offensive line can't pass block, and he's already been sacked, I think, 8 times, and so like they're trying not to kill him. They're picking and choosing their spots, and I've leaned into it. I leaned into enjoying. I think it's the worst way to play. It's a less efficient way to play, and they would score more points if they threw it more, but I've leaned into enjoying it, though.
I don't understand if they're doing what they're doing on purpose at this point by winning by just this low margin, like this low margin here.
Because
it's 3 points total now that they've won by. But I want to come up with like a nickname for Russell Wilson that has to like incorporate like a magician.
He's a slippery snake.
Like I don't want to call him a slippery snake. I'd rather call him like a magician, like a Houdini or something.
It's kind of like, you know, when there's a plastic bag in the wind you're trying to catch and he keeps flying over your head. He's kind of like that.
I don't like that either. That's terrible. In a way, I think he is the most impressive thing to watch. I think that's why Seattle is the way they are. Lockett has dropped some passes. I saw him drop like a wide open bomb by him the other day. And I just looked at him. I go, you're gross. You catch that from the magician.
He had the most efficient
receiving season. I'm going to try to set this as a new trend,
year.
By the way. That should be his new nickname here. All right.
We call Deshaun Watson a wizard.
I don't think he's not like, who would you say is more wizard-like?
Wizard more
Let me put it to you this way. I feel like you're Ron Weasley to his Harry Potter.
Oh, so Watson's Ron Weasley?
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Or like Watson's a Death Eater and Wilson's Voldemort, you know?
Why do we have to go dark?
He has to be a dark art.
Why does he have to be dark art? Is it because he's with Sierra?
No, it's because he's like really slippery. He keeps sneaking
away. Why
do
you keep saying that he's like a slippery?
That's all he does. He just breaks out tackles and sneaks out stuff.
I don't know why you have to call him slippery, though. But I do
he's
agree with
covered
you.
In soap.
Okay. Is it baby oil?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Either way, whenever it comes down to it, I agree with the rushing attack being kind of strange. The Penny and the Carson, it doesn't look like it works. It really, when you're watching
Penny
the game,
finally
it's
have
so,
one good run in his career.
It's so boring
finally.
Though to watch their games because you're just saying, "What guys, they've stopped that run. Hey, guess what? They stopped it again. Oh, you're going to try to. Okay, they stopped it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all you're doing the entire time.
I was run by, I feel like it's a book where it's like a lot of short, choppy sentences, then one like really long, beautiful sentence. But like 3/4 of the book is bad, but there's 1/4 of it that's good. They're like, oh, I really love this paragraph, but the whole book is kind of bad.
But are you even impressed by this team? I mean, think about it. They beat the Cincinnati Bengals, so who I thought were a good team, and then the 49ers went and showed them up. And then they went up against the Ben Roethlisberger-less Steelers. They're winning these close margin games, sure. I don't know. I don't know if they're good or not, or if they're meaning to win these close games. That's the problem.
They kind of do by how much they run it.
Yeah.
I think they're good mainly because Clowney didn't play it all the summer.
Does that hurt you by saying this?
No. I hope he has.
Why are you crying, man? Why are there tears in your eyes when you're saying his name? You have a post. Okay. All right. Thanks.
But he hasn't played that much yet this year. He didn't play it all this summer. He's still trying to figure out this defense. Yeah. Also, they have this guy named Brandon Jackson from Texas Tech, his third year. He's been awesome. Quinn Jefferson's been awesome as interior defender. Al Woods has been really good in the run game. And most importantly, Ezekiel Ansah hasn't played yet. And also, Jerome Reed's still suspended for 6 games. So their defense is going to be ferocious in 6 weeks or so. They run the middle of the year. So, yeah, they're 5-1 or 4-2 by that point. They could definitely contend against the Rams if they start playing each other midway through the season. But, yeah, I really like what I've seen from Seattle.
I'm still so-so. What I told you, I'm still questioning on what they're trying to do here. In the end, I think it's going to work because their quarterback is the genius and the magician that he is.
Is he the magician's nephew?
I want to call him Zatara, but I don't think people would understand what that means. And by the way, if people understand what that means out there, that means that they're big nerds.
Okay.
That's the only thing that means to me.
Well, you can call him Doctor Strange.
I don't even know if I want to call him Doctor Strange. It just is too long. I want something that's simple.
I guess Pete Carroll could be Snape. He has that big chin like Snape does.
Man, I hate Pete Carroll so much. That Snape was such a... I love Snape.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Here,
Snape's
this.
All about, I'm recording.
You know what? Okay. I'm going to touch it on this because this is Russell Wilson's new nickname, Nagini.
There we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Dude, I got it. It fits it all the
above.
He's
a snake. He's an evil wizard snake.
There it is. He's the Horcrux. He's the main one.
Yeah.
Or she.
He's spicy. He's a she. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's spicy. He's from Brazil.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Is that the same snake in the zoo in the first chapter of Harry Potter? Is that the same snake?
No, everybody said that, but it's an old man.
They're two
and
different
a snake.
Snakes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's definitely not Nagini.
Okay.
Ooh,
but that snake was it spoke Spanish.
Yeah. Dude, that's a good nickname.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
You got it. All right, so what's your pick here? And again, the Saints are 4-point favorites.
Saints are 4 points favorite? Wait, what?
I mean, the Seahawks are 4-point favorites.
I was about to say... Oh, yeah, I have this, man. Seahawks 24. I have the Saints 15 because they don't know what the hell they're doing at quarterback. You don't start two people.
Yeah, it's not a...
My God.
It really is like what you do with two freshman quarterbacks.
Yeah, this isn't...
So I have Seattle 27, the Saints 20.
Yeah,
I think Seattle's going to score 27 points every game.
Eh, I don't know. If they don't need to, they don't need to, which is why I'm not. It's the same thing with the Cincinnati game. They made me believe that Cincinnati was good. That's why I hate the Seattle Seahawks right now.
I mean, they just threw...
They made me believe that he built a new launching pad.
They just found
Red Rockets got awful.
They just found holes in their zone.
Found holes in your zone.
Cleveland, Los Angeles, the Rams are 3-point favorites. So the Browns in week 1, they faced 10 third downs. They went well on 10 third downs. They averaged 12.6 yards to go on third down. They faced third downs of 26, 16, 18, 28, 13, 13 yards. They had 4 third down attempts that were less than 4 yards. They failed all 3 of them. They also had 18 penalties for 182 yards against the Titans. Last week against the Jets, 4 for 13 on third downs, 9 penalties for 85 yards. I think the Browns are just going to be undisciplined and talented and bad this year. And I think they're going to be really mercurial. And they're also the ultimate, when they think when times are good, they're a good team. And whenever anything slightly bad happens, they struggle. And so against a team like Los Angeles that's very smart, very well coached, that's also talented too, I don't think they can compete against teams like this.
All right, so this is easy for me. I think what you really mean to say is I think Cleveland can compete against overrated teams if they are able to put it all together and look like what they looked like last year. You know what it looks like? And here's my thing. People have said maybe Baker is trying to force the ball to Odell a little bit too much here, and that's why they're looking the way they are. But he does, in a way, look like when Dak Prescott just had Dez. And it looks kind of like that offense where he's trying to just give the ball to this guy so much that it's not as relaxed. It's not like the conductor playing the symphony. It just doesn't look smooth.
He just loves to hear that clarinet.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I'm going to keep playing that. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Give me that G sharp.
If I hear that damn tuba one more time.
I swear to God, I'm going to give you one of these.
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of what you worry about the Browns doing this year. It's like, yeah, they're talented. Yeah, they add all this stuff. But like the team that usually wins the offseason doesn't actually win the season at all. And then you have a first-year head coach. You have a second-year quarterback. You have a bunch of crazy people on this team, too. Their pass protection hasn't been that great at all either. So, yeah, I think they're undisciplined, and whenever they're going to be the best bad
Kitchen
team this year.
Kitchen is so fire, dude. No. He is so – Kitchen is going to be taken out to the kitchen.
They take him out of the kitchen.
Wait, what do you do with this? Do you go anywhere near the kitchen in this situation?
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what
you
mean. You
would take him – he's too hot.
Wait.
It's too hot in the kitchen. For him to be in the kitchen.
Kitchen can't handle it because it's too hot.
There you go.
There it is.
I think they're going to be the best good-bad team this year.
Yeah,
like,
because
they play
he's the coach.
Good, disciplined teams are going to struggle.
Dude, he's going to be fired.
This team is
going to be like 1-4, and eventually they're going to be like, we should be better. It's time for you to go.
Nobody fires a first-year head coach that quickly, though.
Are you kidding me?
No, they don't.
They want to fire him. The only reason why he's there is because Baker likes him.
And they played well last year. Because they could have hired anybody they wanted to.
You're missing the point.
When have you seen a first-year head coach get fired that quickly?
Why do they look like they've regressed?
What do you mean?
They don't look good. That's my point. That's exactly what I mean here.
But you have to understand that nobody fires...
I don't understand anything. I'm going to do what I want.
Nobody fires a first-year head coach 5 games into the season.
Yes, they do.
No, it's never happened before.
In my world, they do.
And it's never happened before.
You know what? This is why I don't own a team, because I would be this strict. Get off my property.
They let Hugh Jackson go 3-32-1 or whatever it was.
That's different, though. They didn't expect anything out of their team. Now they expect them to win.
Nobody gets fired in 4 weeks.
Okay, you know what? I'll put it to you this way. If they are 2-4, he's fired.
No.
I'd make you a bet that he's fired if they're 2-4.
Yeah, okay. They're exactly 2-4.
They're 2-4. Okay. They have a losing record midway through the season, and it's a bad one. We're talking like 3-5.
2 games below .500.
2 games below. Yeah, minimum.
Okay.
He's fired.
Good. Let's take it.
All right.
I think you're going to be like...
All right, we're doing dinner. Dinner and a movie.
And the thing is also, too, the same time, like, if they just clean their act up a little bit, the talent is here. Like, they should be a good team.
But is it an act? They just look weird.
Yeah, they just keep screwing things up.
They just
up.
Look sloppy.
Yeah.
And Baker killed Njoku. Njoku's dead.
He broke his wrist.
Yeah, he's dead because of him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't understand this Cleveland team. Maybe they'll turn it around, but right now, I was expecting them to go in, I was the one building them up, too. Now I have visors and watches to talk about.
Yeah.
I hate this team.
I mean, it's only been 2 weeks, and like, if they can clean it up
and I'm
a
done.
Little bit, if they can be more crisp and more professional and be more intelligent, they should be a good team, but they haven't done that just yet. So Myles Garrett last week, 3 sacks, 3 tackles for a loss, 5 quarterback hits. I'm glad that he's playing absurd football finally.
They're calling him dirty. Have you been like hearing about that?
Well, it's not like he kicked a guy in the head.
Well, I don't know what they say. They're saying that he's building a reputation for being a dirty guy. You're the one who watches the defensive and offensive line. What is he doing to him?
Well, I haven't seen him be really dirty.
What is he doing?
Maybe he's like punching guys in the head too hard.
You need to watch that, all right? They're saying he's dirty. Keep an eye out.
I don't know. I remember one time I was, you know, blocking back when I played football.
Oh, yeah? Brag.
Yeah. And I pancaked this guy, like, in, like, red zone or whatever. And then he was on the ground. He kicked me while he was on the ground. And some on my own team, too. Like, you know, it's like practice or whatever. I was like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I had this, like, big cut on my belly.
Did you fight him?
No, I couldn't fight him.
Why didn't you fight him?
Oh, I guess I could have.
Were you scared?
No, I wasn't scared.
Sounds like you were scared.
I wasn't scared. But, like, I don't know. Maybe that's what Myles Garrett's doing. He's, like, kicking people and stuff in the ground.
That's good. That's healthy.
And in tunnels. And then the big old dog pile, maybe he's kicking them. I don't know. So, who do you think's had a better year so far? Baker Mayfield or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff. And I don't like Jared Goff at all, but Baker looks terrible. Baker looks lost out there. And again, he looks like Dak Prescott when Dak only had Dez. And it was Dez complaining on the sideline. And Dak going, well, I guess I just have to throw it to him. I don't know why Baker feels like that. By the way, do you think Landry's happy that he has 99 yards in two games? Do you think Landry's happy for what? What did he have, like 30 yards last game?
He probably wish he's had a better
season. And it's against the Jets, and you're not just throwing him. If I was Baker last game against the Jets, you know what? You start feeding your guys. You start making them feel good. You know who you made feel good? Nobody but Odell.
You take him
Odell doesn't need to feel any good, all right? He doesn't need to feel any better than what he does.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Landry deserves better, and he's not going to speak up because he's only doing it for the team. I'm not liking what I'm seeing, man.
Yeah.
And I was building this team.
Yeah.
I'm not liking it.
So the Rams, they're pretty funny. So against Carolina, it's like, okay, we have this new offensive line. We don't want to give the ball to Gurley too much. We're going to spread things out. We're going to play five wide receiver sets of empty formations. And Goff was just bad. And like the third quarter starts like, oh, we're just going to run the ball. And we're going to run the ball a lot. And we're going to keep running the ball. This year, they're already first in run offense DVOA again. At 29.6%, they replaced their interior, their offensive line completely last year by having to add Denneby as their right guard after their right guard, Austin Blythe, got hurt. So now their new interior is Note Bloom, Allen, and then Jamil Denby. And so what's been kind of fun about their rushing offense is it's super exterior. It's super out wide. So against the Saints, they average 5 yards on all rushing attempts outside the tackles. And they average 2.6 yards a carry on interior runs. Whenever you have the Carolina game, they're a lot better than interior, 5.59 yards a carry compared to 4.82. But their run blocking has been better than I thought it was going to be. And like it's also been cool, too, like how they've decided to put more of an effort on these outside runs. And I really like watching their tight ends when they pull. Robert Woods is like the best blocking wide receiver I've ever seen, too.
Oh, yeah. Do you like that?
Yeah, I really enjoy watching Robert Woods block.
I bet you do.
Yeah. And Sean McVay is a really good head coach. And he's really good at getting his guys in space. And Gurley looks better than I thought he was going to be. And Malcolm Brown's been awesome, too.
All right, are you going to let me talk now? You just went on a whole bunch of rant that I completely disagree with.
I was tired of hearing about how Baker Mayfield needs to take other people out on a date instead of just sending out Beckham.
You know what? Maybe you should understand my comparisons because I'm a movie guy. You're not a movie guy. You're an A23 guy is what I hear from.
Bro.
Oh, A24? Are you sure? Wait, yeah. You may be wrong now.
It's
A24. You better look that up.
No, it's
either way. Oh, you know what? Let me continue, please, because I'm going to try to talk about the Rams. I think it's the exact same team. I don't see
pretty
what
much.
You're seeing. But what? You weren't this big
they're running
last
on the
year.
Outside.
It's the exact
it's
same thing,
they're
man.
They're doing it again.
You're interrupting me still. You're interrupting me. All I'm saying is it's daddy telling son what to do still. There is no difference in this offense except, you know what? For me, Gurley hasn't looked good.
He looks better than I thought he was going
oh,
to.
Oh, that's great.
Not
because
as good as
they're
he
barely giving him the ball.
They have the best running
Gurley
offensive
is
football.
Getting paid
which is,
like he should be getting the ball every single time. Don't you dare yell at me. Look at you.
It's complete.
You. I'm
again,
making him so mad
because
right
I,
now.
Again, because it's the same thing. It's okay to have more than one running back. It's good to have more
you
than one running back.
You don't pay that man that much.
They
if
paid
you're
it 2 years
having,
ago, and they're trying to save him for the playoffs.
And guess
already.
What? You paid him that 2 years ago, and he's still the second most paid
that's
running
fine.
Back in the league. That's not fine.
They need him for the Super Bowl.
For what?
They don't need him
for what?
Week two.
No, they're going
to
do the exact same thing. They need CJ Anderson in the Super
no,
Bowl
don't.
Is all I need.
He was bad.
The
Super
point
Bowl.
Is, it's the exact same team. I'm not impressed. This is at least maybe a shot if Cleveland can turn into what I believe they should turn into, that maybe the Rams have some type of competition. But who have they played here? Who have they played, Matt? What are you impressed by?
They beat Carolina.
Oh, wait. Was Cam Newton healthy in that game, Matt?
I would say no.
Okay, you would say
but
no.
But they still put 30 points on him.
Oh, wait.
The Panthers
was
have a good
Cam
defense.
Cam Newton
again,
healthy?
We're talking about the offense right now.
This is ridiculous. You just argued with me. You know
what?
Before
what
the show,
this right
is
now?
What I'm saying. They haven't played anybody that's really
yeah,
putting
just,
the pressure
two
on them.
They pretty good teams.
You know what? You are so defensive in this Rams team,
and
you weren't last
and they
year,
also,
but yet you
this,
agree they're the same.
This is also the same Saints run defense that was the third best run defense in football last year, and they ran the ball on them very well, and they did a good job running to the exterior. And this is a team that lost their three interior offensive linemen, have three new guys there, and they're still running the ball well, too. Like, yeah, it's the same team. It's the same team that went 12-4 last year and went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and they're still playing
I didn't
at this,
like last year, team
and they're still
that I don't
playing
like
at
this
a high
year.
Level right now.
They're playing,
I was expecting them to regress. I was
yeah,
expecting the run offense to not be the
right. Because of who they played.
And I was not expecting them to be the best run offense in football again this year, and they have so far.
Dude, I can talk about the Cowboys all day long, but at least we played healthy quarterbacks, am I right?
You played the two worst teams.
No.
You're about to play the third worst team. Here
no,
we go.
No. That again, goes to Baltimore, again, which we will talk
point,
about.
The whole point here is that I was expecting their run offense to drop off, and they have the best run offense in football again this year.
You know what?
And it's just Sean McVay is a really good coach, and they're going to be good.
Yeah, fine. They're going to make the playoffs, and guess what? They're going to be eliminated in the playoffs.
I mean, who knows? It's week two.
You're the one who picked against them, and yet now you're building them up. This is why I hate because you. Again, go back on your pick
look
already.
Look at their run offense right
Indian
now.
Indian giver.
Look at their run offense.
It's all
right
you
now.
Are.
So what's your pick for this game?
Oh. I don't believe in this Cleveland team right now. It's Rams 38-31.
I have Rams 31-16.
Oh, you have a big game. What's the point spread on this?
It's Rams -3. So Rams are 3-point favorites.
Oh, you have a ass whooping.
Yeah, I just think the Browns are dumb and the Rams are smart.
By the way, don't argue with me that like that again. I didn't like that.
It's fine.
All right? God, don't yell at me. Seriously. You're wrong.
I'm here to talk football, not about Odell Beckham me taking on dates and being happy.
Yeah, but guess what? With Landry thing, I'm disappointed.
I understand what you're saying.
Like, come on. That's all I'm saying. I don't like the Landry
thing.
I'm
just really impressed by the Rams' run offense, and I want to talk about it more.
Do whatever.
Because it's been really good so far.
Whatever.
I got some clips to show you.
I don't want
to
see
clips. You'd be like,
clips.
Wow, that is
I don't
want to really
see
good.
Clips of you, weirdo.
It's not me.
Such a pervert.
I don't take videos of myself. I have no ego.
Yeah, all right.
So Baltimore, Kansas City. The Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. So Lamar Jackson this year, 7 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, a touchdown rate, 12.3%. He's taking 3 sacks. He's averaging 10.5 yards an attempt. He has a completion rate, 71.9%. Patrick Mahomes, 7 touchdowns and 0 interceptions, 9.1% touchdown rate. Taking 2 sacks, 10.7 yards an attempt, 71.4% completion percentage. So through 2 games, they've been on the exact same pace. They've both been just as good as one another. Who's been more impressive so far this year for you?
Okay, so here's my thing. I went into this season, I'm not a fan of these teams because I am going to look like a big hypocrite right now. Patrick Mahomes has been dominating like crazy.
And where's Tyreek Hill?
He's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, this is where I'm at. I don't believe in the Baltimore Ravens yet and Lamar Jackson because they haven't played anybody. I'm going to go back to this argument once again, but yet these are the two worst teams in the league. No matter what you say, Arizona and Miami are the two worst teams.
I think the Giants are worse.
You're out of your mind.
Than
Arizona?
Yeah.
Just because Arizona has come back on games, that makes them slightly bit better?
Well, it's because the Giants can't rush the passer, and they have an awful 37-year-old quarterback.
I'm still not believing that. Do they play each other this year? We should bet on that game if
they
do.
No, they don't.
Oh, man, that would have been fun. Uh-uh. Either way, I'm more impressed with the Kansas City Chiefs because, once again, I'm just going to bomb it. Tyreek Hill's not here. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, they put 40 up on Jacksonville. They put 28 up
it's
on 28, Oakland.
It's 28 to 10.
All in one quarter.
All right.
Just casually.
Here's my other thing, because now here's where the hatred comes in. Why is the Kansas City Chiefs the most protected team in this league? Can you answer me this question? Because I'm getting very frustrated with the refs just, looks like a roughing the passer where the guy just barely, it was a third down, it was like a 3rd and 9. Patrick Mahomes misses, and the guy just barely falls on top of him. They throw the flag. It's then a new first down. Patrick Mahomes bombs it for the touchdown. It made me so angry. And then they called the offensive pass interference on Oakland, which is never called in a million years.
They're calling a bunch this year. That, and it's holding penalties.
But it's still ridiculous to me where it seems like the Chiefs are like the new NFL's new child. Like, this is their new baby. Like, we're going to have to protect this. This is ours now. We can't let our boy go down. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs seem like, because they're the fun team. They're the team that scores so many points. They're the team that people tunes into. It made me frustrated because even Derek Carr, who's not a guy that complains, he, at the podium, it was the funniest thing, by the way, you gotta love this. So Derek Carr, he complained about the offensive pass interference, but he was like, you know what? It really pissed me off. I went up to the ref and I said, sir, was that really offensive pass interference? And he said, yeah. And I said, no. I was like, whoa. He said that? That's how you know it's real. That's how you know it's real. That man that cried, he's showing some. He's showing something there.
Yeah. Maybe somebody just made a mistake.
Whatever. I didn't like that. That's where I'm at. But Kansas City has still impressed me because no matter what I can say, he's still bombing it without Tyreek.
Yeah.
And that was my argument.
I mean, he's like the best quarterback in the league, but he's not the greatest quarterback in the league.
Dak Prescott's the best quarterback in the league. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I guess you
know. What, yeah, what, so what did they say? What did they say, huh? What did the stats say? Give me the stats.
I don't have the stats in Dak right now.
That's what I thought. But for you, who's more impressive?
I would say Mahomes, just because he put up points against Jacksonville and Oakland, and then Lamar did it against Miami, which is where the majority of his stats came from.
The NFL should really make a call to Miami. I'm not even kidding. Even with Dallas, that's why I haven't been talking about him. And you know that. I'm a big Dallas guy. I can't talk about him because you're going to Miami, and Miami's trying to lose. The point spread is 23, I think. Or is it still 20?
I don't know.
It's something, Matt, that should never be a point spread in a million years. They should make
not,
a call
not
to Miami.
Not a professional game at all.
How does anybody in my, what do you think tickets cost?
Probably free.
But, oh, but what they were man, saying we is should that go now.
They're going to give like a VIP treatment for the NFL draft. Like you can meet their first round pick and this and that.
Oh, man, we should really go to a Miami game. We can get close seats.
I'd rather die.
What? No.
Yeah. I'd rather go to Tampa. The one thing I love about watching Baltimore is Greg Roman's offense is a lot of fun. Like I love their heavy formations. I like how they have like a fullback and two tight ends in the backfield. I like how they're using Nick Boyle, Mark Andrews, and Hayden Hurst all in the same field at the same time. And, like, Andrews has been absurd right now. He has a catch rate of 94.1%. He has 220 yards and two touchdowns. The only thing I don't like about watching the Ravens is just call him Marquise Brown. Like, it's just Hollywood, 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 Hollywood.
I'm still going to go Hollywood. To this. You're the one who told me that when we were watching the draft, we have to go back to it, or somebody in the audience out of our 4 million listeners, somebody needs to go back to that draft day and say that you were talking smack about Hollywood Brown. You then convinced me to talk smack about Hollywood Brown, and now he's showing us up because
this,
he's Hollywood.
I mean, this didn't happen all whatsoever.
There's tape, man.
I can go back and listen to it if you
Let's
want.
Go back and listen
I mean,
to
I'm
it.
I'm not going to.
I think
I'm
you
not
need to.
Making
you know what?
Accusations.
Let's get our producer.
I'm not going to make an accusation.
What is it? Elsie, go. Come on. Listen to the tape.
Yeah. Also, like the Ravens, you can throw the ball on the sideline against them. Like their cornerbacks have been kind of crappy.
But did you hear what Earl Thomas said?
What did he say?
He said he's got a plan.
Oh, he's got a plan.
And it's this easy. It's a secret plan where it involves don't let anybody get behind you.
No, the plan's
going to
be...
the craziest plan I've ever
heard.
He's
going to run downhill and then bait Mahomes to throw... And he's going to turn back around and then run the other way is what he's going to do.
I think this is going to be a fun game. I think this is finally a game where we're going to really... This is a big game for both teams where each team finally will have bragging rights out of something. Because even though Kansas City has been dominant, it's been Jacksonville where Nick Foles did literally break his collarbone in the game. And now they went up against an Oakland team where it's Oakland people.
I mean, Minshew played well that game.
Oh, come on, man.
It wasn't like Minshew played bad.
Are you arguing for Minshew then? This is what you do.
No, I'm saying this is what you do. I'm saying it's a bad.
Is that what
I'm saying it's
saying
a bad
to me?
Argument making yeah.
well,
Casey
what do you
win
mean,
less,
bad argument
less good
here.
Because it was
there's
Minshew.
A bad argument and because I'm arguing
no,
that
I'm
Jacksonville
just,
is not a good team.
No, yeah, they were fine that game.
You know,
they played fine.
See,
that game
I hate you so much
because they threw
much.
The ball downfield. They were fine
about
that
you.
Game.
All I'm saying is, when it you see, I don't even know. You interrupted me, but Kansas City, this is where they haven't really played anybody that well. So now they're going up against Baltimore, but I feel Baltimore has more to prove in this game at the same time because still they have people like me who are doubting them because they really haven't played anybody. And this will be the first time where Lamar Jackson's going to have to duel, go toe-to-toe, and...
That's not Patrick, true.
What are you talking
they
about?
They played each other last year.
No.
The Ravens lost.
I'm saying that they were close, though, in that game.
Yeah, the Ravens lost.
But I'm saying this game's
going
to be a duel going toe-to-toe.
Yeah, you said the first time, though.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you were saying the first
time. I don't think I did say first time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I said it's going to be the first time that he's going to win.
Oh, okay.
That's what
well,
I meant.
Well, you haven't said that part yet.
Well, now that's what I'm going to go with, yeah. But yet you interrupted me. See, this is what you do. This is what I mean by you just interrupt me whenever I'm going on.
Yeah.
Dude, I lose my train of thought. You can't do that to me.
I'm sorry. The slow train. There's a little stick in front of the train tracks, and it can't ride over it.
What are you talking about? I'm like Thomas the train. I run over
well,
everything.
Well, Thomas the tank engine.
It's not
he's
Thomas
not a train.
The tank engine.
No, he's the engine. He's not the train. The train's attached to him.
Dude, I'm so done with you today. Well, all right. No. It's Thomas the Train.
No, it's Thomas the Tank Engine.
No, it's not. It's Thomas the Train.
It's not.
I'm looking. Look at this up right now. Put
yeah,
in Thomas
the show,
Train.
Will. After the show.
I'm so done with you.
Also, the weird thing about Kansas City, their defense has been okay. Like they could stop the run against Jacksonville. They couldn't stop the pass. And Frank Clark hasn't really done much of all of anything. But Ogbah's been good. Chris Jones is like kind of unblockable. And then it kind of goes back to the fact that the Chiefs had the worst run defense in football last year and the year before that. And the Ravens are this power run heavy team. And I think they really have used Lamar Jackson as much as they could as a runner. And so I think that's kind of like the thing for this game that's interesting is that the Chiefs' run defenses look better through their first two games. I don't know if I could call it good yet or not. I think this is going to be like an important like test for them to see if this is a good run defense or not for Kansas City. And if they can actually beat teams that run the ball, that can run the ball, because that's what knocked them out of the playoffs last year against New England. It's also knocked them out of the playoffs 2 years before that against the Baltimore, against the Tennessee Titans when Derrick Henry went off on them.
Son of a bitch. His name
told
is
you.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, I told you.
God damn it. This has been a terrible night right now, man. It's been god awful. I don't even know what you just said right now. I'm just so angry. What the hell?
It doesn't matter. So what's your pick for this game?
What do you mean? I actually have the Ravens winning. This is why I was going on with my little speech there. Ravens win 41-38. Suck on that.
Okay. I have Kansas City winning 31-26.
Oh, wait, so, wait. So
the point,
okay.
The spread's 5.5 KC.
This is what you're doing. This is what I hate about you.
Yeah, I'm picking Baltimore. With
you're
the
picking
points,
Baltimore.
But I think KC wins.
I swear to God, if Baltimore wins and it's by like 3 points.
Then, yeah, I win.
No.
Yeah, that's
you
how
don't
this
win.
Works.
This is what I'm talking about with you and
that's
your little
works.
Point system. This is why you cheat. This is why you cheat.
No, I'm prepping for Vegas, dude.
We're not prepping for Vegas.
That's what I'm doing right now.
You're a big freaking cheater.
Yeah. But I do think you can throw the ball against Baltimore down the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the biggest difference in this game.
But you really think that Kansas City is probably just going to run away with this game?
No, I think they're going to win by less than a touchdown.
I don't
think
that. I think either way it's going to be a...
I really think the most interesting thing, though, is if Baltimore can run the ball like for 250 yards against them. Because that's how KC loses.
I think
that's how they lost New England last year. That's how they lost to Tennessee 2 years ago.
I think if Kansas City wins, it's going to be more than like 7 points. I think it's going to be at least 7 points if Kansas City wins, which is why I didn't want to pick them. And I feel like they're at least going to lose one game. Why not it be Baltimore? Because it means more to Baltimore for them to win this.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at with it.
Well, I mean, KC's trying to keep in touch
with
New
what?
England. With New England for the first seed.
It's
the
not
Patriots
play
happen. The
easiest Don't they
schedule.
Play against each other in the season?
Yeah.
Guess what New England's going to do?
Who knows?
He's going to spank
him. The point is that
he's going to spank the child.
The Patriots have the easiest schedule.
Looks
this
like
year.
Daddy's going to come into town and he's going to have to spank the boy.
Okay. The Patriots play the easiest schedule this year. The Chiefs play a very difficult schedule.
You're really like disrupted by
this. So they have to win games like this in order to win the one seed. If they don't, it's just going to be the Patriots Super Bowl again. This is it.
No, they don't have to win games like this because
they
this is where Baltimore. This means more to Baltimore to me.
No, for Kansas City, 100%.
No.
We're talking the one seed here at home field advantage.
You know what? Make a poll.
That's
what does this
important.
Game mean more for?
All right, I can.
It's actually a good poll.
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
All right, so that's all we have for tonight's show. We'll be back on probably, hopefully, maybe this week and do a Texans-Chargers preview. If not, hopefully Sunday afternoon, talk about the Texans-Chargers game. And then I'll be back with you next week, talk about week 4 of the NFL season.
Oh, you can count.
In the meantime, my name is Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Bellbird Radio. Thank you for being on Sam Taylor.
Yeah, whatever. You miss me.
That sounded good to me. I thought it was pretty good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.